An all-new Jeopardy episode starts right now.
This is the Jeopardy Teachers Tournament. Here is our third group of semifinals. A high school health teacher from Seattle, Washington, Lauren Schneider Hipster. A high school English teacher from Hookville, Tennessee, Sam Matson. A 7th through 12th grade vocal music teacher from St. Clair Shores, Michigan, Ben Hinton. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hope you were watching yesterday, folks. Maggie ran away with the game. She just took control early and held on to the very end. She and Will waiting to see whether they get to face Ben, Sam, or Lauren. Let's start finding out. Good luck. Here are the categories in the teachers' tournament. Politics. Who said it? Aha. Boulder Dash. Mysteries and thrillers. This is fun. Mustard or mayo? What do you say? Is it bigger than a chicken? And finally, DE plus three. Each correct response will be a five-letter word beginning with DE. Ben.
Politics for 600, please.
1848. The history of all hitherto existing society is the history of class struggles. Lauren.
Who is Marx?
Yes.
Politics for 8.
Answer. Bailey Double, finding it way early. But that's all right. You can risk a thou.
I'll risk 1,000.
Okay. 1950. I have here in my hand a list of 205 that were known to the Secretary of State as being members of the Communist Party.
Who is McCarthy?
You are right.
Politics 1,000.
1969. There cannot be a crisis next week. My schedule is already full. Henry Kissinger spoke those words. Lauren?
Is it bigger than a chicken? For 2.
Yes, it's this Acropolis temple completed in 438 BC. The foundation seems good, but it could probably use a little roof work. Lauren.
What is the Parthenon?
Yeah.
400 chicken.
No, but the 2-inch midnight mini champ version of this pocket knife comes with tools that perform 17 different functions. Lauren again.
What is the Swiss Army knife?
Yes.
600 chicken.
Yes. And as the largest ships in the U.S. Navy, each is powered by 2 nuclear reactors and can displace 100,000 tons. Ben.
What is an aircraft carrier?
Yes.
Is it bigger than a chicken? 8.
Nope. The B variety of this is the world's smallest bird at only about 2 inches long. Lauren.
What is a hummingbird?
Correct.
1,000 chicken.
Yes. And the massive Three Gorges Dam generates 22,500 megawatts, stretching 1.4 miles across this river. Lauren.
What is the Colorado River?
No. Sam.
What is the Yangtze River?
The Yangtze, yes.
Politics for 4.
1992. I didn't like it and didn't inhale. Sam.
Who is Bill Clinton?
Correct.
Politics for 2.
1976, the Iron Lady of the Western World, a Cold War warrior? Well, yes. Ben?
Who is Thatcher?
Margaret Thatcher, right.
Mysteries and thrillers for 200.
In Sue Grafton's Alphabet Mysteries, H is for this killer crime. Lauren?
What is homicide?
Yes.
Mustard or mayo, too?
Hampton Creek, maker of just mayo, convinced the FDA to let it keep the name, though JM doesn't contain these. Lauren?
What are eggs?
Eggs, yeah.
Mustard or mayo, 4.
A red flag that says since 1904 means you're using this mustard brand. Ben?
What is French's?
That's it.
Mustard or mayo, 600.
Best Foods and this other brand of mayonnaise have the same ingredients and the same blue bow on their labels. Ben.
What is Hellman's?
Yeah.
Mustard or mayo, 800.
Combining mustard and fruit, mostarda di Cremona is often compared to this vinegar and fruit condiment that accompanies curries. Lauren.
What is chutney?
That's it, and that takes you up to 3,200. All three of you, off to a good start. Break time for us, though. Back in a moment. Lauren Schneider-Lipton is from Seattle, Washington. She is a high school health teacher. Quite often, teachers bring outsiders into their classrooms to explain their professions or whatever. You do a lot of that in yours.
I do. I've actually only been in my current position since October, but in my previous position as a middle school health teacher in Somerville, Mass., we had a panel of community members from Somerville who came in and talked about their lives, and they were all members of the LGBTQ community, and it was just really incredible to hear real-life stories of people's struggles and successes, and also how they've worked to advance the rights of this particular group.
Mostly talking to students in what age group?
We had those community members talking to students in 6th, 7th, and 8th grades.
Okay, good time. Sam Mattson is a high school English teacher from Cookeville, Tennessee. Your quiz bowl coach was a teacher who was very inspiring to you, I understand.
Yeah, she was great. She always encouraged me to keep learning and just keep exploring new topics and keep me in line a little bit, too. Interestingly, she's subbing for me while I'm out this week.
Oh, how nice. That works out well. Ben Henry from St. Clair Shores, Michigan, vocal music teacher who says his friends are the reason he became a teacher?
So originally I was an engineering major at school, and I just didn't really take to the material. It didn't, you know, suit my passion. And I'd always been involved in music groups. I was in the marching band. I was in the men's glee club. And so I was talking to friends. I was like, you know, if I'm picking a different career, what do you see me as? And they're like, teacher. I see you as a teacher. You are a great teacher. You would be a great teacher. And so I just, you know, sort of dropped the engineering and the rest is history.
Isn't that amazing when your friends can recognize in you something that you don't recognize in yourself?
It's made a huge difference.
And it worked out. All right, let's get right back into this. Which clue comes up next, Lauren?
Let's do DE plus 3 for 2.
Your first appearance on stage or screen, Lauren?
What is a debut?
Yes.
Plus 3 for 4.
A railway station, often a small and quaint one, as seen here. Ben?
What is a depot?
Yeah.
Same category, so DE plus 3, 600.
The typically triangular mouth of a river. Ben.
What is a delta?
Yeah.
DE plus 3, 800.
My God, your God, any God. Ben.
What is a deity?
Yeah.
DE plus 3, 1000.
Named for a city, it's a specific type of Dutch earthenware. Ben.
What is Delft?
Delft is right.
Mysteries and Thrillers, 400.
For his novel Inferno, Dan Brown drew on a poem by this Italian. Ben.
Who is Dante?
Correct.
Mysteries and Thrillers 6.
After a fatal stabbing in this classic mystery, Hercule Poirot asks for a plan of the Istanbul Calais coach. Sam.
What is Murder on the Orient Express?
Yes.
Mysteries and Thrillers 800.
Time magazine named this Gillian Flynn thriller one of the 10 best fiction books of the 2010s. Ben.
What is Gone Girl?
Yes.
Mysteries and Thrillers 1000.
A review for this Ruth Ware bestseller, Set at Sea, says it just may do to cruise vacations what Jaws did to ocean swimming. And that was about the woman in cabin 10. Ben, back to you.
A boulder dash for 200.
In this 1937 animated classic, the Wicked Queen tries to kill the title septet with a boulder, but it ends up backfiring. Ben.
What is Snow White and the Seven Dwarves?
Yes.
Boulder Dash 400.
He's been known to try to kill a certain roadrunner with boulders, but the big rocks usually end up coming his way. Sam.
It was Wile E. Coyote.
Right.
Boulder Dash 600.
In this 1981 movie, Indiana Jones gets covered in webs while outrunning a large rock. Lauren.
What is Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark?
No, sorry.
What is Raiders of the Lost... What is Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yes, without the Indiana Jones.
Boulder Dash for 800.
In a 2018 animated sequel, this superhero patriarch has to dodge rocks and stuff while trying to thwart the Underminer. Ben.
Who is Mr. Incredible?
Yes.
Boulder Dash 1000.
In The Princess Bride, this big guy as Fezzik dashes a big rock at Wesley. Ben.
Who is Andre the Giant?
Correct.
And mustard and mayo 1000.
This bulb is the key flavoring of the Provençal mayonnaise called aioli. Lauren?
What is garlic?
Garlic is right, and that takes you to 3,800. You're in the middle. Sam, in third place, goes first when we start Double Jeopardy after this. Good news for Lauren before we move on. Raiders of the Lost Ark, we have discovered, is packaged on DVD as Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark. So you're picking up $1,200. You're at an even $5,000. Sam, you're still in third place, and that means you're going first and selecting from these categories. Let's look at some math. Then, abbreviations. Opera and ballet. We'll go back in the 20th century, find some hot stuff, and deal with fountains. Where do we start?
Let's go 20th century for eight.
Answer. Daily double.
Let's make it a true daily double.
All right. In April of 1946, this international organization formally gave up the ghost, though it did give a lot of its stuff to its replacement.
What is the League of Nations?
That's it.
20th century for 12.
In 1991, the IRA attacked John Major and his cabinet with mortar fire during a meeting at this address, Major's residence. Lauren.
What is 10 Downing Street?
Yes.
Opera and ballet for four.
British choreographer Matthew Bourne took a different tactic when restaging this Tchaikovsky ballet. Ben?
What is Swan Lake?
Yeah.
20th century 16.
This future world leader was wounded in his attempt to assassinate the Iraqi prime minister in 1959. Lauren.
Who is Saddam Hussein?
Yes.
2020th century.
In October of 1983, the United States invaded this Caribbean island and tourist destination. By December, most U.S. troops had left. Ben.
What is Grenada?
Yes.
Let's look at some math for 2000.
Here's Jimmy with the clue.
The number in each cell is the sum of the two numbers directly above it in the triangle named for this 17th century French mathematician and philosopher.
Ben?
Who is Pascal?
Blaise Pascal, right.
Math for 1600.
The symbol here is telling you to perform this calculus process. Lauren?
What is integration?
Good.
1200 math.
In a Venn diagram, an upside down U is used to represent this set that contains all elements in common to both A and B. Ben?
What is the intersection?
That's it.
Math 800.
Conjure up this name for a grid in which the numbers add up to the same total in each column, row, and main diagonal. Ben?
What is a magic square?
Yes.
Math 400.
It's what the symbol here means. Lauren?
What is greater than or equal to?
Yes.
Opera and ballet for eight.
This Puccini opera is set in Nagasaki in the early 1900s. Lauren.
What is Madame Butterfly?
Good.
Opera for 12.
Pap Garrett is a character in the ballet named for this outlaw. Sam.
Was Billy the Kid?
Yes.
Opera and ballet 16.
Ramphus is the high priest in this opera. Lauren.
What is Aida?
Good.
2000 opera.
The two parts of this Stravinsky ballet are Adoration of the Earth and The Sacrifice. Ben.
What is a firebird?
No. Lauren.
What is Rite of Spring?
That's it.
Abbreviations four.
It's the T in the name of the International Alliance, abbreviated NATO. Lauren.
What is trade?
No. Sam.
What is treaty?
Correct.
Abbreviations for eight.
When going on a journey, your ETA is this. Sam.
Your estimated time of arrival? What is your estimated time of arrival?
Oh, you corrected yourself just in time. Good for you. Pick again.
Let's go abbreviations for 12.
Get there early if you hear FCFS, short for this. Ben.
What is first come, first served?
Correct.
Abbreviation 16.
A college student may consult with this helpful member of the faculty, abbreviated AA. Ben.
What is academic advisor?
Good.
Abbreviations 2.
In a car, SRS is this system that serves as a backup to seat belts. Your airbag is one. That would be a supplemental restraint system. Back to you, Ben.
20th century for four.
After the completion of this feat of engineering in 1914, ships had an 8,000 nautical mile shorter journey from New York to California. Ben.
What is the Panama Canal?
Yeah.
Hot stuff for 1600.
In this book of the Bible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are thrown into a furnace, but the intense heat does not harm them. And that's in the book of Daniel. Ben.
Hot stuff 12.
Regarded as one of the hottest of these, the Carolina Reaper
is rated at more than 1.6 million Scovilles. Ben.
What is a pepper?
Pepper, yeah.
Hot stuff for eight.
A massive atmosphere produces an enormous greenhouse effect, making this second planet the hottest in the solar system. Ben.
What is Venus?
Yeah.
Hot stuff for two.
Scientists at CERN using this device have created perhaps the highest recorded temperature ever, 9.9 trillion degrees Fahrenheit. Lauren.
What is the Large Hadron Collider?
Yeah.
Hot stuff for four.
In the 1930s, Solomon Harper invented the electric curlers, now called Hot These. Ben.
What are irons?
No. They're called Hot Rollers. One category left, Lauren.
Let's do fountains for four.
Lotus Fountain in this city became a meeting place for survivors of the 1906 quake and is still the site of commemorations. Ben.
What is San Francisco?
Yes.
Fountains for eight.
Beginning in 1998, the fountains at this Las Vegas casino shoot 460 feet in the air and dance to various songs nightly. Ben.
What is the Bellagio?
That's the hotel.
Fountains 12.
This landmark Chicago fountain is named for a local steel family, not a London palace. Lauren.
What is Buckingham?
Yeah.
Fountain 16.
Answer. Barely double.
2000.
All right. Fittingly, the Latona Fountain, built by Louis XIV in Versailles, was named for the mother of this Roman god.
Who is Jupiter?
No, who is Apollo? Apollo. All right, here comes the last clue. For centuries, barrels of water from this Roman fountain at the Palazzo Poli were sent across the Tiber to the Vatican. Ben.
What is the Trevi Fountain?
That's it, and that takes you to 20,800. The game, still anyone's to win, with this subject in final. European landmarks. Think about it. Make the wager. Back in a moment. European landmarks, that's the subject for our final today, and this is the clue. As described in an 1831 book, it has three recessed and pointed doorways, immense central rose window, two dark and massive towers, and you have 30 seconds to figure out what it is. Good luck. Sadly, in the news this past year, Sam Mattson, we come to you first. You had 7,200. Did you come up with the correct response? What is Notre Dame? Yes, you did. And you will add almost everything you had. You move up to 14,399. Now we come to Lauren. She had 15,000. We're looking for Notre Dame. We find it. How much did she risk? Everything. She's in the lead with 30,000. Over to Ben Henry. He had 20,800. He needs Notre Dame first. He has it. He needs a wager of 9,201 to win by a dollar. And he becomes a finalist. Come on over here, Ben. Great game. Well played. And now your opponents who are going to join you on our stage tomorrow and Friday.
Will Satterwhite, Roanoke, Virginia.
Meggie Quaint, New York, New York.
All three of them have played extremely well. You can expect that same kind of performance in the finals. Join us, won't you?
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.
Another new Teachers Tournament show tomorrow.